Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, December 12th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Pizzola?
Here.
Mishewski?
I'm thrown off.
I said here.
I was first. I'm very shocked.
It's always hard to be first.
Jackie, did you say present?
I'm sorry. You, yeah.
Oh, Mishewski, I'm sorry.
I'm in zone.
Crawford?
I'm sorry.
Is absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
And Reifsteck?
Here.
Thank you.
And recognition of our visitors, we have the Friends of the Library Coach President. What's your name?
Yes, exactly. Susan.
Susan. And we have the Library Director. We do not have any amendments to the agenda, so we don't have any presentations. If we can all approve, review the minutes so we can have an approval. Okay, I make a motion to approve the minutes for the Board of Trustees for November 14, 2022 as presented.
Second.
Okay, yes. Shim?
Yes.
Pizzola?
Yes.
Mishewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifsteck?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Do we have any correspondence, Shelly?
No correspondence.
No public comment. Can we have the Friends of the Library report?
Sure, definitely. So we had our meeting today. We ran through it really, really fast because it was going to be staff luncheon, definitely. But during the meeting, we did discuss further the mini golf. Caitlin had informed us of more sponsors, and so we passed around the volunteer sheet, and we've got more people signing up, and that should not be an issue. However, there is an issue with the used book sale, as we cannot get anyone to raise their hand to be chairs of that, but we're not going to stop, so we still have plenty of time. The other thing is that, we had talked about having a social for Friends of Library members so that we could meet everyone and encourage membership. And it was decided that it would be best instead of January, that was kind of my goal, to do it in April during Library Week, which made more sense, plus gives more time to prepare and get that ready. And definitely go with the theme, there's more to the story, that's the theme this year, and be able to recruit more people into joining and into the activities, definitely. And then the luncheon was just lovely, definitely. We were so delighted that staff could come and sit with us for a while and talk. So it was, all in all, it was a very, very nice meeting.
Good. Thank you. Do you have any staffs for comment? We'll have the report of the treasurer.
Okay, so in the packet, we got the bills. I guess a notable one is our library repair, which is the $4,000 of the light bulb. Yeah. So that was, they replaced
the glycol.
The
glycol.
It's kind of like antifreeze.
Yeah. So that was for just the glycol.
Yeah, not
not everything else. No. Okay.
So, I don't know if anybody had any comments or questions on it. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the bill list as presented. Total bills paid in the amount of $27,434.28. Total payroll of $37,753.89. For total disbursements of $65,188.17.
Second.
Casola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstack?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Schimpf?
Yes.
Okay, we'll have the report from our library director.
All right, so this weekend we had Polar Express at the library. Jeanette's been doing that for several years now, so I don't know if any of you had a chance to see pictures on our Facebook page. So she had two full houses. What they do is the kids come and they enjoy the milk and cookies. The cookies were provided, they're usually provided by Casey's store. They're always really cute and decorated. And they listen to the story, Polar Express, and then they write their letters to Santa, and then they go out and visit Santa. Mm-hmm. And then we collect the letters, and our creative writing group will help Santa write the letters back and answer back to the kids.
That's so nice.
Yeah, they do that every year.
Yes, very cool.
Tomorrow night we are participating in a special Zoom event for a cookbook author, Shauna Seaver. Her fourth book, Midwest Made, was considered the best baking cookbook of 2019. She's also contributed to many other media outlets. So this sounds like a really interesting webinar coming up. This was through our Illinois Libraries Presents program that we are part of. And Wednesday night, we are having an in-person program on the life and career of Carole King.
Oh, wow.
That'll be at 7 o'clock. That program is sponsored by Friends of the Library, as well as this Illinois Library Presents. They pay for that program for the year for us as well. 4-H Science Explorers, Thursday, December 15th, is hosting a Create a DNA Model program for ages 9 through 12. We have an interactive movie this month, Polar Express, and we just started back with our 3D printing in-person programs. We have a new high school student that is taking over that program as part of his service hours for his Boy Scouts. And so Jeanette's really happy with his work. He had, I think, kids and an adult in it. So he was able to shift back and forth with teaching both of them. So it was kind of very nice to hear. We're starting a new healthy cooking class with Jess. Jess does our yoga classes as well. So she will be doing a program on January 16th. It's going to be a monthly series on nutrition and wellness. And let's see here. We had our Hicks Brothers ukulele program on the 7th. I might have told you about this
last time.
Okay. And I reached out to this organization. They are called the StarNet Team, and through a generous grant from Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation and supplemented from the NASA Science Mission, they support public libraries through the distribution of over 5 million Eclipse glasses. So I found out that we will be receiving 1,000 of them in this coming year. There's a 2023 solar eclipse coming, and then a 2024 one. So I sat through a Zoom meeting with the Adler Planetarium about that a little bit. Yeah, so they've shared some useful resources, and we're supposed to be hooked up with some presenters and things like that. So I'm hoping, I haven't reached out to Parks and Rec yet to maybe sponsor with them too, to do like a viewing program or something. Let's see here. We have in our library a community giving tree. I don't know if you've seen that. It's becoming quite full with hats, mittens, and gloves that we are collecting for the Kendall County Food Pantry. We hired a new part-time person that will start January 9th for our circulation department. So we had someone that had to resign, actually two people, one for health reasons and the other because they're caring for an elderly adult parent. We're going to be doing a staff holiday party this Friday at 5 o'clock in the library after it closes. We're going to be having a potluck and have some games and prizes for the staff. We had our mini golf meeting on the 29th, and our next one will be January 5th. Caitlin and I sat down this morning and assigned all the holes for mini golf. Now she has tentatively every hole sponsored, and she has four sponsors for the 19th hole and a main sponsor this year. So we are well over our sponsorships for
great. That's good.
Last year, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Now she'll start focusing more on getting decorators and raffle prizes.
Okay.
We received a $200 anonymous donation to be used for the children's department. Don't know who it's from. I think our circulation manager does know who it's from because she was given it, but
they say
they asked not to. So we'll write a thank you and have her forward it. Tickets have gone on sale for the mini golf. You don't have to purchase tickets in advance, but if you'd like to skip the line, you can certainly do so. And our raffle tickets will go on sale January 5th when the baskets are put up. That is my update.
Okay. Thank you. Good update.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. Sorry. I always do this monthly stats.
Oh, yes.
And I compare last year's stats to this year's stats.
Very good.
So the event programs, I wanted to just point out that in 2022, we had 35 programs for November. And this year, we had 61.
Awesome.
So it's a 70. Mike has been doing a great job. Jeanette is too. Mike has added a tremendous amount of programs. So
okay.
Great.
Good.
Great. And our attendance is up almost.
I see that.
Wow.
97.
97, 98%.
Very good. Thank you.
Great.
Okay. So we don't have city council liaison. We didn't have any standing committee meetings. And so our unfinished business, HVAC repairs.
Okay, so more repairs and looking. And so this is a recap that Steve put together for me. We did a glycol refresh, I guess you would say. So we had to pull out all of the glycol out of the whole system that runs through the library. And then install the new glycol because the old glycol was only rated for 15 degrees. So if it got colder than 15 degrees, that could be a possibility of pipes freezing. So we had to refresh the glycol. And they added 165 gallons of new glycol. And now it is rated at a negative 40 degrees, so we're good. And we have extra upstairs. And the first two pictures on page 35 show the levels. It's very hard to see, but the one on the right is up higher, and that thermometer is showing it at negative 40. So you can see where it was down low.
Yeah.
Then they did the chiller investigation to find out. Remember, we kind of talked a while back about our old company that serviced the unit, and they talked about a leak in between. So they did their work and did not find that to be the case.
Thank God.
But they pulled refrigerant out of both circuits, and they were both low on refrigerant. So they did have to recharge them. But before they did that, they filled them with nitrogen and let them sit to see if there was a leak, if it would migrate. So they did find a leak, and that is the picture on page 35 in the lower right-hand corner. That's the leak that they found, and so they replaced that, and it's been holding steady pressure. So it's reset now back to factory settings, and Ted says it's good.
Okay.
But we are having a little problem right now with our boiler. It has something to do with wiring that was just done. So they're working through that and haven't figured that one out yet, but that one should not be on us.
The one that we just did.
Okay, so there would be a warranty or
correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So
good.
More to be determined. But I think the good thing to take out of all of this is on page 34 is last paragraph.
Okay.
Based on Trico and Ted's findings, this is Steve's wording. We are 98% sure that we do not have to replace the chiller next year. Based on the age of the equipment, Steve is suggesting to replace it during our capital request of FY25 or 26.
Okay.
But he did recommend that we should do some engineering work study and include that in our budget for next year. So when we need to do a chiller replacement, that's already done and in place.
Okay.
So
that's good.
That's something to talk about at our budget planning.
Yes.
But Ted and Trico are still monitoring the chiller operation and extending the replacement schedule.
I like the last sentence.
Where I know.
Where we spent a lot of money this year. Great progress has been made, and we've been able to defer. Yes.
Right. And even on, we're still tracking our gasage usage.
Yeah.
And that still, if you look at our.
Oh, yeah.
The latest one was 1,400. I don't know. A couple of therms or something. Mm-hmm. That was the usage compared to last year at this time. Was it 2,700 therms? So it's a 52% decrease.
It's been a hard thing to those 2 years, and it was like
2020. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was good. Not too bad. On, if anybody else has anything else they want to say. If not, we're going on to new business. The next item. Nope, all good. Okay. New business, set the finance committee meeting.
So, finance committee is Jackie, who's chair. Darren's on it. Rosie, you're on it. And Brett, you're on this committee, finance committee. So, we're looking to set a meeting for, I would like to start it like in January before our next meeting so we can come to the next meeting. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Do you think we can squeeze something in the first week of January?
The next meeting is going to be on the 9th.
I think we're closed after
the holidays.
We are closed on the 2nd, so it would have to be either 3rd, 4th, or 5th, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
In the evening?
Marlis,
are you available?
I'm only available on the 4th, the Wednesday.
The Wednesday.
I have meetings on the other two.
In the evening.
Works for you? Works for me. Yeah. Do you want 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
6.
Mm-hmm. 6. 6 works for you, Brett?
So one.
All right. That's it.
Okay. So January 4th at 6 p.m.
Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And so I'll work up. I've been kind of keeping track of increases of things and what we might need to add or subtract. And we can start a preliminary. It's not going to be a one-and-done
right.
meeting.
Right.
But
we'll work towards it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our agenda for tonight. Unless anyone has anything, we're all set for tonight. Meeting is adjourned.